Today we're going to do Tainis Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are holding by Elu Hein Ma'amados. This is at the fourth line on the page. Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Elu Hein Ma'amados. So the Mishnah said, Elu Hein Ma'amados, Lufi Shenemar Tzavas B'nei Yisrael. So the Mishnah had asked, how could a person's carbon be brought when he's not Omid Al Gabov, when he's not standing right next to the carbon? So when you have a carbon that's for the whole Tzibur, that's for all of Klal Yisrael, how is it possible that all of Klal Yisrael is going to be standing there and seeing to it that their carbon is being brought? Obviously that's impossible, so that's why the Nevi'im made a takana that there's something that's called mishmaros. There are 24 groups of people that we divide Klal Yisrael into, and each mishmar has a group of Kohanim in Yerushalayim and Levi'im in Yerushalayim and Yisraelim as well, and they represent the entire Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "My ka'amar." From the lashon of Elu Hein Ma'amados, it seems that the Mishnah is coming to explain what the Ma'amados are. But then the Mishnah instead explains the source for why we need Ma'amados. So the Gemara says, "What's the Mishnah talking about?" So the Gemara says, "Hachi Kamar." This is what the Mishnah means. Elu Hein Ma'amados. These are the Ma'amados that we're going to mention in the continuation of the Mishnah. Uma Tam Tiknu Ma'amados. And by the way, before we mention them and before we talk about them, let's also mention why we were misaking Ma'amados, why we need groups of Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. And the reason for that is Lufi Shenemar, because the pasuk says Tzavis Bnei Yisrael V'amrat Aleihem Es Karboni La'achmi Li'Yishai, etc., etc. The pasuk says that you have to have all of Klal Yisrael bring a karbon. Veheich karbonos shel adam karavu hu eino omid al gabav. But how could a person's karbon ever be brought if he's not there with the karbon? So that's why Yiskinu Nevi'im Arishonim, the original Nevi'im Shmuel and David HaMelech made a takana that Esmar Ba Mishmaros, there are going to be 24 groups of Kohanim that each one works in the Beis Hamikdash for 1 week. Val Kol Mishmar Mishmar Hayamaimud BiYerushalayim Shel Kohanim Shel Levim Shel Yisraelim. And every single Mishmar had a Maimud in Yerushalayim of Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim, had a group of Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim. He Giazman Mishmar Lalos, when it came time for that Mishmar's turn to go to Yerushalayim, Kohanim Levim, the Kohanim and Levim only Yerushalayim would go into Yerushalayim before that week for them to work, so that they'll be there at the beginning of their week. And the Yisraelim in that Mishmar would go into their cities and would go into the shuls and would daven and would fast and would do all that other stuff. That's the system of Ma'amados. So main point, the system of Ma'amados is to designate a group of Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim to represent all of Klal Yisrael for the Karbanos Hatzibur. Again, the system of Ma'amados is to have Kohanim, Levi'im, groups of Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim to represent all of Klal Yisrael for the Karbanos Hatzibur. Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa. Esam Arba Mishmaros Beretz Yisrael Shlaim Esrei BiYericho. There are 24 Mishmaros, 24 groups of Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, and 12 in Yericho. So the Gemara doesn't before the Gemara even quotes the rest of the brisa, the Gemara says, wait a second. Shteim Esrei BiYericho, the 24 in Yericho, Nefishon Lutuba. If there are 24 in Yericho, in addition to the 20, if there are 12 in Yericho, in addition to the 24 in Eretz Yisrael, well, that's way too many. Then there's a lot of mishmaros. That would be 36 mishmaros. But our Mishnah said that there aren't 36. How many mishmaros did our Mishnah say there are? 24. So Elo, what you have to say is that the Brisa means to say that the number of mishmaros in total is 24. Ushteim esrei mehen biyericho. And 12 of those 24 are in Yericho. So it's not that there are 24 in Eretz Yisrael plus 12 in Yericho. It's 24 in Eretz Yisrael, 12 of which are in Yericho. He gives man a mishmar lalos, and when it came time for a mishmar to go to Yerushalayim, chatzi a mishmar olam Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, half the mishmar would go to Yerushalayim, chatzi a mishmar olam Yericho, and half of the mishmar would go from Yericho, which is close to Yerushalayim, kidei sheisapku mayim u'mazal nachiyim shem Yerushalayim, and the ones in Yericho, which were right near Yerushalayim, their job was to provide food and water for the mishmar that's actually going to be working in Yerushalayim, that was going traveling a long way to Yerushalayim. Amr Avidom Shmuel. Avidom Shmuel says, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Ma'akvin es HaKarban. Since all of them, the whole group, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, are Bailim, are considered owners on the Karban, you need every single section of Klal Yisrael to have messengers to be by the Karban. So the entire Maimon is not, if you don't have all of them, then the Karban is not going to be kosher. So you need representatives of Kohanim, representatives of Levim, and representatives of Yisraelim to all be in Yerushalayim to represent Klal Yisrael entirely. B'mas Nisa Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kohanim Levim Uklei Shir Ma'ak Vanessa Karban, that you need Kohanim, you need Levim, and you need musical accompaniment for the Karban to be kosher. B'maika Mifli, so what's the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, whether you need the musical instruments to make the Karban kosher? So Mar Savar Iker Shira Vapeh, Umar Savar Iker Shira Bakli. These are important concepts. Iker Shira Bapeh and Iker Shira Bakli. Iker Shira Bapeh means that the main mitzvah of music in the Beis HaMikdash is really singing. It's about the singing of the Levim. It's not about playing instruments. So the instruments aren't really that critical. And that's why that opinion would hold, you don't need the instruments for the Karban to be kosher. Iker Shira Bakli means that the main mitzvah of music that accompanies Karban is the instruments. It's instrumental music, and therefore without it, your Karban is not going to be kosher. So the main point over there is machlokes, whether you need musical instruments for the Karban to be kosher, or you just need singing, but the instruments aren't so critical. Good, so now the Gemara, yeah? How many people are in each? There is reason for the number. I don't remember though. There is some reason I don't remember. So the Gemara explains when this division of Mishmaros began and how it happened. Oh, that's the Gemara's next thing. How it happened that we're going to have 24 Mishmaros? Why it came out to be 24? Some of Chama Bar Gurya Amarav. Moshe tikin lam li Yisrael shmona mishmaros. Moshe originally set up Kohanim into 8 groups. Arba me Elazar va'arba me Yisamar. There were 2 Kohanim. There was Elazar and Yisamar. So 4 of them were from Elazar and 4 of them were from Yisamar. Bas Shmuel, then Shmuel and Avi came and he added onto them another 8 mishmaros. Ve'amidan al shesh esrei. So he had a total of 16 now. But David, ve'amidan al esrim va'arba. David came added another 8, and that's how you got 24. So you see that there were a total of 24 mishmaros. Once you had the 3 steps, you had Moshe, you had Shmuel, and you had David. So the Gemara asks Meisve, Moshe tikin lam Yisrael shmona mishmaros Abram elaz rab meisamar ba davlu Shmuel v'midan al esim ba'arba shenem rahim yisa davlu Shmuel harabum nasan. But then according to this price it says that how did we get to 24? Moshe had 8 and then David and Shmuel added till we got to 24, which is different than what we said before, because before we said it was Shmuel added another 8 and then David added another 8, not that David and Shmuel together added another 16, but that it was 8 and 8. So says Mar Hachi Kamen, Miyesodo shel David and Shmuel aramasi hamidim al esrim va'arba. What it means to say is that when you add up all the ones that Shmuel added and all the ones that David added, it's a total of 24. But in Echinami, it happened in stages of 8. Now, Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa, Moshe tikin lam Yisrael shesh esrei mishmaros, that Moshe was mesakein 16 mishmaros, shmona me'elazar, shmona me'esamar, 8 from Elazar, 8 from Isamar, v'ksharabu b'nei Elazar al b'nei Isamar. But what happened was, as families go, some families grow a little more quickly than others, so Elazar's family grew a lot more than Isamar's family, so chilkum ma'amidum al esim v'arba, so they decided to divide them, redivide them and have them become 24 mishmaros. 16 of them were from Elazar though, and only 8 of them were from Isamar, because Elazar had the larger family. Shnem ravim tzu b'nei Elazar rabim rashay gvarim b'nei Isamar, that there were more people in Elazar's family than there were in Isamar's family. So Vayachalkum Levnei Elazar, Rashim Levei Savos, Shisha Asar. So they divided up 16 families in Elazar, 16 groups in Elazar's family. Levnei Isamar, Levei Savos, and Shmona. And Isamar's family had 8. Va'omer, base of Echad, Achuz Elazar, Va'achuz Achuz Li Isamar. That they added one base of, one family to Elazar, for every base of that already existed in Isamar. So they each started out with 8, then they added one extra one for Elazar for each one that already existed in Isamar. So the Gemara says, "My Vyomer, why do you need that second pasuk? You already proved to me that Elazar had 16 and Isamar had 8. V'chitem, and if you're going to say ki heichid nefishi b'nei Elazar achinami nefishi b'nei Isamar, because in case you would have thought that just like Elazar had became larger, Isamar also became larger. Shmona meikara arba havu, and the 8 mishmaros that and therefore just like b'nei Elazar became larger and had to be divided into 16, so you would think B'nai Samar also became larger, and originally maybe there were only 4 Mishmaros for B'nai Elazar, 4 for B'nai Samar, and they redivided for B'nai Elazar to have 16 and B'nai Samar had 8, meaning you might have thought that it didn't start with 8 and 8 and then just B'nai Elazar went to 16. You might have thought it started with 4 and 4 and then B'nai Elazar went to 16 and B'nai Samar went up to 8, because B'nai Samar grew just not as quickly as Elazar. So that's why Meikara Arba, and you would have thought that it started out with 4. So Tashma, that's why we have the second pasuk. Beis Avechad Ochuz Elazar Veechad Ochuz Elisamar. That pasuk teaches us that they each started out with 8. Elazar doubled, Isamar stayed the same. So this brice is clear that Moshe was the one that set up 16 mishmaros, not how we originally said that Moshe had 8, and then Shmuel and David added 16 more. So Tiyufta de Rav Chama Bar Guria, this is a major Tiyufta, a major question on Rav Chama Bar Guria, who said that Moshe was the one that set up only eight mishmaros, and Amalach Rav Chama Bar Guria Tanaihi. Rav Chama Bar Guria says, nah, it's not a problem for me. It's a machlokas Tanaim. And I happen to hold like the other Tana. So main point over here, there's a machlokas Tanaim, how we got historically to the number 24 mishmaros. Again, machlokas Tanaim, how historically we arrived at 24 mishmaros. Either we had 8 in the days of Moshe, and then Shmuel and David each added another 8, or we had 16 in the days of Moshe, and when Elazar got much bigger, we got to 24. That is main point number, whatever, number 2, I guess. Let's go a little bit further. Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa as follows. Arba'a mishmaros alu min ha-gola. The 4 mishmaros went from Golas to Eretz Yisrael in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash. Ve'elu hein. And these 4 mishmaros were Yedaya, Chorem, Pishchor, Ve'emach. Those were the names of the families. Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneim, the V'chilkum, and the Nevi'im amongst them went and divided each of them into 6 groups. Ve'amidu Malesim Ve'arba. And that's how they got to 24. So they started in the days of Bayesheni. This is a totally different approach. That in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, they started with only 4 mishmaros, and those 4 mishmaros were each divided into 6 families, and that's how they got into 24 mishmaros. Blalim unesanim bekalpi ubayyadaya v'natal chelko chelek chaverav sheish. Ba harim v'natal chelko v'chelek chaver of sheish v'chein pishchud v'chein imer. What they did is they mixed all what they did to get to this number is these 6 mishmaros of Yedaya came before chayrim, and chayrim came before pashchur, and pashchur came before emor. But they didn't know how to arrange the 6 mishmaros of Yedaya. What order to, who should be the head of the mishmar, who should come before the next guy, because they had to decide on an order who goes first in the Beis HaMikdash. So they wrote down all their names on on a piece of paper, and they put it in a hat, and they mixed up the whole, not a hat, but they put them in a box or something, and they mixed up all the names in a box. So one of the mishmaros of Yedaya came and took one paper out, so for his chelek, and then someone else came and took his chelek, and someone else came and took, etc., etc., until they each had an order to go in. I guess they must put numbers in the hat, and they picked out their numbers of what order they would go in. So v'chein istu nevim shebineim shafilu yo yariv rosh mishmeres ola lo yidach yedaya mimakoma. And they set up a system where even if Yehoyariv, who's the head of the Mishmaros of the first base of Mikdash, were to try to come in, now that Yedaya had his place, that even the guy who used to be the head couldn't knock him out of his place. Eli Yedaya Iker, Yehoyariv Tafelo. Yedaya, if his turn came first, he was the primary guy. Anyone else took a back seat to him. So they took it in the days of the second base of Mikdash. They made this new system of ordering the mishmaros. I'm not sure if I fully comprehend that, but they did some sort of raffle, some sort of lots, drawing lots, to determine the order of the mishmaros. Okay.